Spoken Language 英语。
潘吉接力告诉你。
大家好，欢迎收听我们今天的节目，我是 Jenny。
Hi guys, this is Jason.
今天我们当然就要讲讲现在在巴西如火如荼正在举行的这个世界杯的足球赛啊。
The World Cup.
The World Cup.Jason, 你昨天有没有看比赛？今天早上有没有看？
I unfortunately did not watch it.
Because he's American.
That's
and Americans don't care about football.
That is not the truth. It's because it's on too late at night here in China.
总归有这个时差 time zone 的问题，没办法啊。那 World Cup, 其实我觉得很多人的态度，就算 if you're not that crazy about football, but come on, it's the World Cup, right? And it just, all the teams are so good, all the games are so spectacular. 反正我是早上六点我都会起来看六点的那场比赛。
Really?
对对对。
Wow, that's impressive.
好，那我们今天的节目呢就要讲讲这个世界杯啊。首先足球我们大家都知道叫 football, but in the United States of America, you have another name for it.
Of course, because we have to do everything differently, because we call it soccer.
Soccer, that's S-O-C-C-E-R.
Yep.
美国人要给足球另外一个名字，因为你们的 football 其实是美式橄榄球，对不对？
Yeah, so it's American football, the one with the big guys that hit each other.
And if you say the word soccer, 一个英国人就会很不屑地跟你说 yeah, 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 that's what you Americans use. The rest of the world calls it football.
Canadians say soccer too, I found out.
对 it's very North American, 很北美的啊。那这一次呢，这个 World Cup,which country is hosting it?
Brazil.
主办国啊，所以 hosting, hosts, 这个可以是动词，就是说他在主办这个比赛，对吗？那 what language do they speak in Brazil?
They speak Portuguese. They do not speak Brazilian.
对，他们是说葡萄牙语 Portuguese. 而且在因为南美洲很多国家都是 speak Spanish, but Brazil is... Is it the only country or...
It's the only country in South America, yeah.
That speaks Portuguese.、Mm-hmm. And to celebrate the World Cup, 现在你在 Open Language 上也能学葡萄牙语了。
Yeah, so if you guys want to understand a little bit more about Brazil, you can check that out.
对,我们这个葡萄牙语的这个、course 呢,这个课程是和美国很好的一个大学 UT Austin,、德州大学奥斯汀分校共同开发的啊。And do you know we're also running a special World Cup promotion? 就在、世界杯期间呢，你只要在 Open Language 上面买我们的 Unlimited 所有语种包，就有八折的优惠。这个很划算，因为你买一种语言都要698，但我们现在做的这个特惠呢，就是980块钱，你可以学九种语言，英语。西班牙语、葡萄牙语、法语、日语，各种各样的语言啊！就是你购买的时候，只要输入 World Cup， 就是 W O R L D C U P World Cup 的全拼，而且是大写就可以了。好，那我们再回到今天的这个主题啊。现在呢 ，The World Cup has just started， so they're still playing 小组赛，对吧？小组赛英文怎么说呢
？So we call that the group stage.
The group stage, 小组赛啊。那小组赛出现的球队呢 they move on to the next stage, 这个叫做淘汰赛。
So we call that the knockout stage.
Knockout 就是 if you watch boxing, 看拳击的人对吧、
mm-hmm.
如果这个 knockout 就是把那个对手打的就完全倒在地上了他就没有办法起来了然后就是淘汰的意思
Yeah, exactly. So the idea is that when you beat one team, they don't get to come back again. That's it. When
they're
they lose, they're out.
So this is the knockout stage. 然后呢 knockout stage 后面我们就要进入比如像四分之一决赛
So that's the quarterfinals.
Quarterfinals. Quarter 就是四分之一对吧 The quarterfinals.、Mm-hmm. 然后 quarterfinals 后面呢就是这个半决赛And that's called the...
Semi-finals.
Semi-finals. 不是 half-finals.
No, we don't say that in English.
Semi-finals. S-E-M-I. Semi 其实就是一半的意思。
Yeah, it's like sort of half, partial.、
对, semi-finals. And what is the final game?
The final.
The final, 决赛、And that's when two teams...他们两个要去比一看谁能够赢得这个大力神杯啊！好，那我们现在再来看一下一个足球队呢，这个 team 当然有11个人，然后他们的位置不一样。Jason, 守门员怎么说？
You say goalie or goalkeeper.
Goalie or goalkeeper, 啊，然后后卫要来保护这个球队，要来防守的。
We call them the defenders.
Defenders, that's what they do. They defend the team, right?
Yeah, they defend the goal.
The defenders. 之后我们有中场。
Then we have the midfielders.
Midfielders.这个一听英文就知道它什么意思啊 ，mid 就是 middle 嘛，对吧、mm-hmm. ？Midfielders， 然后呢，我们有要去进攻、要去进球的
，the forwards，
forwards， 前卫或者前锋都是 forwards。
And we also say striker sometimes.
Striker， 因为我觉得 forwards 更多是前卫，他们可能要一些 assist 助攻啊什么的，然后真的要去进球，这个前锋突在前面就是 striker。
嗯哼。
Strike 就是去攻击，对吧？进球啊，这个人叫 striker。然后当然还要有一个人指挥全局，就是 their coach， 就是教练啊。好，那 Jason， which team do you root for besides the United States?
Besides the United States, okay. I generally like to root for the underdogs.
Jason 他支持 root for. Root for 是好像我们说体育比赛的时候你支持谁？ We use that phrase a lot, right? Who do you root for? Which team do you root for? You said the underdogs.
Yeah.
They are the people, the teams that, you know, a lot of people don't think they will win.是吧、
exactly.
这个中文我们叫黑马，我们不说狗，不是 underdog, we use another animal, we call them 黑马。
It's a similar idea though.
但在英文里面你们说 underdogs, 在比较后面的狗、就大家不太注意他们啊。那如果这些 underdogs 他们赢了，我们就中文里面会说就爆冷门。
In English we say it's an upset.
It's an upset,、mm-hmm. 让别人很惊讶，对吧？很吃惊。
Yeah, and I think it's also really fun when there's an upset. It's really exciting.
爆冷门就是 an upset.
Yeah,、I think it's sort of boring if Italy or Germany or Spain wins, but if Ivory Coast wins, that would be so much fun.
所以这些传统强队呢，一般就或者一些夺冠的热门，英语里面我们可以叫 favorites, 对吧？ Mm-hmm.So like Brazil, for example, they're definitely the favorite World Cup because they're one of the best teams in the world and they're also hosting the World Cup.
And so in English, we call that the home team advantage.
The home team advantage. Home team 就是主场或者你这个主办国然后他们都有一些优势 advantage.、
Mm-hmm.
Home team advantage. 有一些是 fair 的 advantage, 有一些是 unfair 的。很多人都会说 oh, the referees will favor these teams, 怎么怎么样。Mm-hmm. So there's always like a scandal, 都会有一些就是阴谋论啊什么的对吧。
Jenny, who do you want to win? Who are you rooting for? Because China isn't in the World Cup.
China is never. once.
One day.
Actually, we qualified once for the World Cup.
Oh, really?
8 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but we didn't do very well going into it. 我的 favorite, 而且我觉得很多中国球迷的 favorite 就是一个很帅的一个欧洲的队伍。
Which one?
Italy.但是我不是光看他们帅啊 ，not just because they're hunky, they're good looking.
Then why?
因为我很喜欢他们的 their style of play,、mm. 非常的 it's very elegant, but at the same time it's very efficient, 又狠，但是又很优雅的那个感觉。
And they also wear suits all the time, so that doesn't hurt either.
很帅的西装，而且 did you notice 他们 even their jersey is very fitted.很紧身的
it's
not those baggy ones yeah it shows their sculpted bodies
the fashion sense of Italy
对对对那你喜欢哪一支球队呢 which team do you root for and who do you think will be the underdog maybe 你们可以来告诉我们啊，到我们的微博或者我们的官方微信号来留言那当然不要忘了看比赛之余也学学英文课比如我们这一周就有一课是 The Soccer World Cup 好那今天的节目就到这儿祝你看球愉快 We'll see you next week 再见
拜拜